Sherelle.
Yes.
Now, Brad Crouch is here in the inner sanctum of the St Kilda Football Club, so we better get to him. So we welcome him. Crouchy, good morning.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
I didn't even see you come in, I must admit. I don't know what happened. I don't know how you did it or what happened, but it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
How are you feeling? How's your head?
Yeah, no, it's not too bad. I had had like a little surgery on Sunday morning, so I sort of had a depressed cheekbone.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I've got that fixed Sunday, and I should be right to play this week.
You're going to play?
Yeah, should be fine. It's I've actually done it before. I did it a few years ago as well. And you can sort of, all they do is go in and just pop it out.
just like a little bit in the car.
Well, sure. Yeah, it is. And if it sort of happens again, it happens again, and I'll just get it done again sort of thing. So,
have you got a fault in your cheekbone now that it just goes in a bit easier?
Apparently, when you pop about, it's, you know, it's obviously at risk of happening again in the first couple of weeks, especially when you're playing a contact sport. So, but it doesn't really get any worse than what it sort of is. So, you sort of take the risk. Mm. Yeah,
doesn't look like you've gone in for surgery.
Yeah, it does on this side.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a cut. I've seen that.
Yeah. You're looking at the other side.
Yeah, the other right. Angle. Yeah, the reverse angle. You're the umpire in the corridor.
Yeah, that's right.
Throwing the ball
that's
on the outside.
So
you couldn't see it.
Does it hurt?
Like when it first happened, it hurt a little bit. Like I had to go down and get concussion tests as well, which is a bit annoying. I probably played for 15 minutes or so when I sort of knew what had happened. And I knew I wasn't concussed, but then I had to tell the doctor that I'd had a knock. So that was the tough thing. I missed 20 minutes, and Rowan was hurt as well, so it sort of cost us a little bit. We were two down for a little bit, so a bit frustrating.
So you had 23 disposals at the time. 10 minutes into the third quarter, you're absolutely flying. You've got to go off. I'm fascinated to know, you'll go down to the rooms, and when you tell us, what happens?
Yeah, so it's like a massive series of tests. It was really hard to concentrate because you've got the game going on. You want to get out there quick as you can, but you know you're off for 20 minutes, and then so you've got to just virtually try and relax. And there's some of the tests you've got to do is, you know, like doing words backwards, remembering all the months and saying them backwards, getting told all these different words.
I'd struggle and I'm not knocked out yet.
Yeah, I know. And, and what date is it, who we played last week, and then doing a lot of tests like eyesight tests and stuff like that, standing on one leg, all that sort of thing. And also on an iPhone, you do a heap of different questions and stuff. You know, are you feeling dizzy? Are you, you know, seeing stars, all that sort of stuff. And so it takes a while. And it's pretty hard to concentrate too when you can hear the crowd going nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the background as well, which I was struggling with, definitely.
And so are you nervous that you're going to get something wrong, even though you know in your own mind you don't feel like you can cuss, that you'll stuff it up and be out of the game?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So luckily I've got a pretty low baseline myself. So that's the other thing. You get tested against your baseline. On the weekend, for instance, I was sort of struggling with remembering the words. So you eventually get told, you know, like eight different words, and then you've got to read as many back as you can. So you got to remember the words that, you know, were said first, which is really hard. And I'm not very good at that the best of time. So that was the one thing that I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to get, you know, ruled out here because of that. But
yeah,
I ended up remembering a few and got back out there.
What should happen is that they should actually have to answer the five-question super quiz.
Well, no one could. No one's ever run the board. No one's ever done it.
Three out of five, otherwise, no.
No one's ever run the board. You said before, interestingly, that you did the right thing to tell the doctor you'd been hit and you got copped a knock. 5 years ago, would you have done that?
I think 5 years ago, yeah, I probably would have. I probably think at the moment, I think it's with the new concussion rules, I think some players wouldn't be telling them though.
Yeah.
You know, I think with the change in the rules, I think there'd be players out there that go, I'm not going to risk missing time.
You still reckon that happens?
I reckon, yeah, because you miss the next week now as well if you get concussed. So I think a little bit, you know, a lot of players now would be pretty worried about that. They don't want to miss the next week, especially if players are in, you know, form slumps or on the edge of being a selection, or got big games coming up.
Yeah.
Say, for instance, finals and stuff like that. I think, you know, I think it's a really hard one. Like, I think players now are, unless it's really obvious, you know, that they get knocked out, I think there's going to be times where players don't put their hand up, definitely.
So there's now this Hawkeye vision, or Hawk, whatever they call it, on the TV, on the screen, on the bench, or the docs have a look at all those incidents, or any knocks that a player gets, they'll go back and rewind and see what happens. So a lot of it's taken out of your hands a bit, and you're dragged off at times, aren't you now, the way that the system operates?
Yeah, exactly. And that was like on the weekend, they had to, because I'd been on there on the ground for 15 more minutes, they had to find the vision from way back as well. So that was frustrating as well, waiting for them to find the vision and make sure that, you know, it was cleared of no... It actually just hit me straight in the cheekbone, so I didn't get any head knock, really.
Yep.
And it's also, like, you know, it's different. Like, one of the other boys, Sinclair, thinks he got hit in the... He got kneed in the face and cut open.
Oh, yeah,
but he didn't have to get a test. So it's like, you know, sometimes... You know, sometimes you look at it, you say, well, what's a test, what's not, you know.
Yeah.
If I have it, I think that's the thing now, if it happened again to me, I don't think I'd do the test now. So it's different, but the doc did the right thing.
It was pretty obvious, I thought, though, because when you were feeling your cheek, it looked like you were feeling, is there any blood, or could you feel the indentation?
Yeah, I could, yeah.
It looked like you knew straight away, is that right?
Yeah, I could grab my face, and I fell a little bit, and then Mitch Duncan was standing next to me. He's just like, I think he said something like, oh, you broke your cheekbone or something like that.
so he could just tell that by looking.
Was it that low key? I don't think you broke your cheekbone.
Yeah. You're right,
mate.
So, it was sort of, I'm happy I did the right thing at least.
So you have to wear a helmet or something like that this week to play?
Yeah, there's the option of doing that.
It's going to affect your really neat hair.
Jason Dunstall sort of.
I thought about doing that last time I did it, and I found it really hard to see and stuff, and it was actually hurting just pressing on the actual bone as well, so I didn't wear it last time. I don't think I'll do it again. No.
So what do you have to do to prove you're right to go? Because it's not a soft tissue situation where it's about running. What do you have to do?
Yeah, all I virtually have to do now is just get through training, and I should be fine. Like, I've virtually just been cleared already to play. So it's one of them injuries where I think a lot of players have played with it in the past, and sometimes players miss for a couple of weeks from it. I remember, I think a few of the boys over in Adelaide did it and missed a couple of weeks, but it probably depends of how severe it is. And because I've done it before, I sort of know that I can play with it and that as well. So yeah, I'm pretty confident I'll play.
Probably just a little bit tougher than others.
I wish I could say that, but I don't think that's the case.
You mentioned Rowan Marshall before. We're waiting on some scans to see how his foot pulls up. But it was a significant moment in the game, wasn't it, when he had, and yourself, as you said, but when he had to leave the field?
Yeah, it was. It's been frustrating for him because he's sort of had this this injury in his foot for a while. Now he missed a lot of the pre-season, and then now he's struggling with it again, and he's, you know, we've probably seen how vital he is to us at the moment. Like, he's such a good player, and it killed us, I think, on the weekend not having him out there, because he gives you that dynamic with Paddy that not many teams have. They're two really good ruckmen and also a great option up forward.
Can you talk to me about the kicking a goal? I don't know if it's something you want to approach. I'm a goal shooting coach at netball, and you know, it can be a really tricky thing when your radar goes off to get that confidence back. 5 goals, 17 points on the weekend, and a bit of a shift in that could have changed your fortunes, that's for sure. So in the aftermath of that, Is there a focus on it? Do we talk about it? Do we do more work on it? Or is it just you put it to the side as an anomaly?
Yeah, we have spoke about it a little bit. The week before, we were pretty bad as well against Gold Coast, so it was sort of been a bit of a focus for a couple of weeks now. You know, like, as a player, I'm not a forward, so I feel for the forwards as well, that, you know, it's their responsibility to kick the goals, and they cop it all when we don't kick the goals. So I myself don't want to put them under too much pressure, because I know what it's like. But I think the main thing is we're trying to make sure everyone has a solid routine. That's, you know, we've spoken a little bit about that. And I reckon most of our forwards will be kicking a lot of goals at training in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to?
I think, in terms of, like, I think compared to the, you know, years and years ago where players are you know, have hundreds and hundreds of shots at goal.
Yeah.
I don't think that happens as much. Like, I think it's more we spend a lot of time at training, working on our systems and structures and stuff like that. And I think, you know, sometimes we forget to kick as many goals as we should. There's no doubt about that.
But isn't there
Which sounds stupid, but we should definitely have more shots of goal, I think. Yeah.
Is there a restriction, though, on, I think, is what your point is, half
the
on how many?
There is no restriction, but if a bloke was kicking, you know, 50 or 60 after training and staying out there for half an hour, it'd be a bit of an issue, I think.
Yep.
Compared to what it used to be. Yeah.
Which is unusual.
Yeah.
Particularly for those key forwards and forward players, because that's their job.
Yeah.
Job is to kick goals. Now, I understand when you're practicing, you're not going to necessarily be under as much fatigue as possible, but you said shot returns are clearly one of the most important things you can get right. And you can do that just anytime, anyway, really. So it does surprise me that they don't invest or allow the players to invest much time in that sort of stuff, seemingly.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a weird... It's a tough one. Like, a lot of the players spend so much time on their body and stuff. And, you know, goals are probably the most important thing.
Mm.
Sometimes you forget about that. But, oh yeah, I think the boys will be having a lot of shots this week.
So just go through the year. First round, 13-8, that's okay. Second round, 11-7, that was okay. Then against Essendon in round three, it was 9-14. Then 15-12, 7-6, they're okay. They're ahead of the ledger. Then we start to have some problems. 5-9 against Port Adelaide, 19-14 in that big win over Hawthorn, and then the last 2 weeks, 8-15 and then 5-17. So that's three of the last 4 weeks. It's not great.
Yeah, not in good form.
No, you probably shouldn't have heard that. But yeah.
well, not in good goal-kicking form, but you're providing opportunity. You're getting looks.
Yeah.
So considering how fluctuating your form was in that sort of early part of the season, to be able to get good looks consistently is a positive sign that your system is working.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're starting to really come together in terms of defence stuff. Like, we early in the year, we're getting breached pretty hard.
Yep.
And, you know, we've worked a heap on that at training. We're starting to really do well at that and stop teams from scoring on us. We, you know, even on the weekend, like Geelong are such a good team at the moment, and we stopped them from marking the ball and kicking it around early on. They had 35 marks in the first half, and we really focus on that. So we're doing so much good, and, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, even, you know, Max has obviously been hit pretty hard this week in the media and stuff about his kicking, but he's looking like he's going to tear a game to pieces at some stage.
Yeah.
And he's actually taking marks, so you'd sort of rather players like that having a good look at it and having 6 or 7 shots on goal than a bloke not having a shot on goal. So.
Well, it's worked out okay for Max. Big contract coming his way, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's worked out really well for him.
Hasn't been a bad week.
Might be the key.
Hasn't been a bad week for Big Max, but it does. I mean, I'm and having lived through this myself, not as often, where you play really well and you don't win. And against a really good team, one of those, and Whitey talks about this a lot, those 50-50 games, the 8-pointers, where if they win, it's a separation from you. But if you win, boy, it puts you in a great spot. 5-4 is different to 4-5 because you are playing catch-up from this position. How annoying and frustrating was it to know you played so well and weren't able to get the chocolates?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty frustrating. You know, a little bit the week before was a little bit frustrating as well. During the game, it felt like one was slipping away from us as well.
Yep.
Like, it's been a really tough start to the year for us, where we've been in and out of games and had some real up and downs. And so, yeah, on the weekend again was really frustrating because we felt that a lot of the game was played on our terms as well. But I guess, you know, Geelong are a team, experienced team, hardened team, that, you know, they'd only need 10 minutes to get the job done against you and have some good moments. So it is pretty frustrating at the end of the game where you think, you know, that game was played pretty well the way we wanted to play and we still lost, but obviously kicking 5-17 doesn't help either.
That is true.
So you've now played 7 games, so it's third or fourth time we've chatted to you, and when we first talked to you, you hadn't played a game yet. You've averaged 30 disposals over the last 3 weeks, 32, 30 and 28, and you would have had probably 40 if you didn't go off on Friday night. Have you been surprised how quickly you fitted into the midfield mix? Because I think particularly that game against Gold Coast in the second half, it looked like the Brad Crouch that we know with what you're able to do at Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm really starting to feel really good, particularly over the last two or three weeks. It was a little bit early days. I was a little bit, you know, we weren't playing really well as a side. I was trying to work out where I sort of fitted in, and you know, when you come to a new club, I just wanted to sort of just make sure that I was doing everything right by all the boys, by the coaches, and doing whatever I can for the team, sort of thing. So I guess when I come in, I wasn't like anything. I was a little bit uncomfortable as well, and trying to find my feet, and it took me a few weeks. But I'm really starting to know where I stand and what they need from me. And now at the moment, I'm just trying to bring as much pressure as I can on the opposition when I don't have the ball, and then get after it and win stoppages for us and get the ball out to our runners.
And that dynamic, I mean, I noticed quite a few times, particularly on Friday night, that the partnership you got going with Jack Steele, you both hunt the footy, you're both tough around the contest. How long does it take to get that chemistry? I imagine it's still a work in progress, but yeah. You just felt for the first time on Friday night you were really working well together?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely takes a while. Like, you sort of get used to whoever you play around. Like, I've obviously been used to playing around my brother and Rory Sloane for years and years and years. You know what each other are going to do, sort of thing. And I think the other big one for me is having the connection with our rucks. So having Paddy, you know, he's only been around for three or four weeks now. So I'm still really trying to work on my connection with him. He hits the ball different than what I'm used to, but he's pretty handy as well. So it's all them sort of little things you just can't really replicate other than just experience and playing with him and being in different games with them. But I'm starting to really feel comfortable with them, definitely.
Big game on the weekend as we cast our minds forward to Saturday night against the Bulldogs. Fairly in form, one might say. Have you cast your minds forward to that yet? When does that start during the week for you guys?
Yeah, it'll start mainly tomorrow. We have a main training tomorrow, so we'll speak a fair bit about them tomorrow. And they're in great form. They had a massive win over in Adelaide. Our draw doesn't get any easier at the moment, so we sort of find ourselves keeping them these tough games, but it's going to be a massive game for us, and I think, you know, both home teams at Marvel Stadium will be a good game.
Well, it's interesting you say that about the draw, because the world-famous form ladder, which I put together
Daniel's
every year, Brad,
own form ladder.
It's a world-famous thing. People love it and make lots of money out of it too. It has you as the third most difficult draw to this point in the season. And that, as you say, it doesn't get any easier because you've got the Bulldogs this week. You've played GWS, so top half of the ladder. You've played six of the top nine. You've played GWS, who are ninth, Melbourne, who are first, West Coast, who are seventh, Richmond, who are eighth, Port, who are fifth, Geelong, who are third, and you played the Bulldogs on the weekend, who are second. So after this week, now go your hardest this week, and I'll be there Saturday night cheering you on. But after this week, it has to open up. So you if you can keep this momentum and keep the way you're playing, you're going to get some teams that aren't anywhere near as good as the top six, or six of the top nine, or seven of the top nine, on the ladder. So you're going to get some looks. So this is the test. This period is the test for you, and then it's about maintaining the rage, I suppose, against teams that you probably should beat.
Yeah, definitely. I think our draw still is a little bit tougher, even after the bye.
It can't get any tougher than that, mate. You played everyone.
We play, I think we get Richmond again straight after the bye, and then I think we play the next one, the MCG, against some, it might be Carlton. I think at the start of the year we were rated the toughest draw out of any team, which is but there's no excuse, because, you know, it changes throughout the year. So, you know, teams that you wouldn't have thought were going to be good at the start of the year are good, and it all sort of works itself out. So I think it's going to be tough either way, but yeah, it should open up for us, and hopefully we can win a few more.
I don't mean smart by asking this question, but are you a good team?
I'm really confident in the way we're playing. Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, from last year, watching on, I was not intimidated by the Saints, but really rated them and loved what they sort of brought. I thought when I played against them, I was sort of thinking, you know, probably out of any team that played like Richmond, I thought Saints played like them a bit. And now being part of it, I'm really excited, and I'm pretty excited about some of the young players that we've got. And I see firsthand how hard they're working and how hard we're working. So even though we're, you know, 4-5 at the moment in a bit of crossroads, I'm pretty excited about this season, definitely.
Yeah,
you've got the Bulldogs Saturday night at Marvel Stadium. Then you've got the Kangaroos at Marvel Stadium next week. Then Sydney at Marvel Stadium. And then you've got Adelaide and Cairns at Cazale Stadium in Cairns before you get to the bye, then the Tigers come knocking. So it's a big 4 weeks for you.
Yeah.
But I reckon after that, it does certainly open up for you. So I reckon you'll be right. Just before I let you go, you Crouch boys, you love surgery. Matt's going through some action too with the groins.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to him this week?
Yeah, I have. He came over to Melbourne on the weekend actually and stayed with me. So he's going in on Friday, I think it is. To have his to have surgery on his groin. So
is he done? Is that it for the year for him?
Nah, I don't think so. He'll hopefully be back in I think about 6-7 weeks is what he's planning to do, and hopefully play the last 5-6 weeks of the season. But it's been a pretty tough year for him because he's been sort of feeling good and then set back and sort of taking one step forward, two back the whole year. So it's been frustrating. So it's good to see him getting something done about it.
Well, it's good to see you in here with a cheekbone that's popped back out. hopefully you don't need it popped out again this week. Good luck to you, mate. Great to have you in the studio. You're going gangbusters, is what he said. And hopefully the boys can get a win in one of the biggest challenges in footy, taking on the Bulldogs Saturday night at Marvel Stadium.
Thanks, Arf. Cheers, mate.
Good stuff. Brad Crouch with us, the Inner Sanctum of the Saints. Going beautifully is our man. And hopefully that cheekbone stays in one piece on Saturday night. We'll get to a break. Gary Ayres to join us after this.